When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Tonight, J-Lo and Ben's first interview as a rekindled couple. As Scott Foley opens up about his short-lived marriage to Jen Garner.
We were together for a total of about 5 years.
Then,
yo, E.T. is backstage with me.
And all the other stars at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
E.T. just rains down the line.
Plus, where we caught Jason Sudeikis the day after his big Emmy win.
How'd you know that?
And
we can stop filming for a second.
On the set of Tom Cruise's new Mission Impossible stunt, plus a steamy dancing debut.
I could not kiss him at the end of it.
We're backstage with the stars.
E.T. starts right now.
Hollywood's X-Files have officially been reopened. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, y'all.
I am here for all of this,
Look
every single bit of it. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the exes who found their way back to each other. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I don't feel like we should put limits on ourselves.
I am in awe. I can only stand by and admire with respect. That's what Ben says about J-Lo in a brand new Adweek interview, adding, she's been an amazing role model for women of color. Quote, Jennifer has inspired a massive group of people to feel they have a seat at the table in this country. As for Ben's ex, Jen Garner, a source tells ET she is happy for Ben. Before Ben, you'll recall Garner married actor Scott Foley in 2000. They met on the set of Felicity and split after 3 years. So where do they stand right now?
If you ran into Jennifer Garner at the Emmys, would you avoid her?
Or
would
it no, be you say hello. You're very civil. Yeah. I mean, we do not keep in contact because she has her own family. I have mine. But I've seen her a few times. You know, everybody says hi and you're cordial right. And you move on.
To Nicole Kidman now. She's on the cover of Harper's Bazaar and talking about her courtship with Keith Urban. She says they met in 2005 and, quote, he actually wasn't that interested in me at the time, which he now says is not true. He was just sort of intimidated. Kidman credits friends behind the scenes helping us hook up. Nicole is also asked if she felt annoyed by all the media attention on her relationship with Tom Cruise. She says, I was young. I think I offered it up. Adding, since then, maybe I've gotten a bit more trepidatious. Tom, meanwhile, stunned these hikers in the UK. Check it out. Cruise and his crew landed a helicopter, posed for a picture, then took off paragliding. All part of his filming for Mission Impossible 7.
Here's a little piece of advice, Tom. Try reading a book.
The man falls out of the sky like I drink coffee in the morning.
Take a melatonin, just rest for a second, man. Well, now let's get to a big TV event, the return of Dancing with the Stars. Season 30 already looks really, really good after last night's premiere.
Nichelle, the level of dancing is on another
so
level.
Good.
Yes, and how is this for the debut? Miss JoJo Siwa and Jenna getting the top score of the night. You guys are, you know what? Let me say you girls.
Yeah.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Highest score of the night. How did you guys feel hearing that?
Oh, it was so cool. I mean, I lost it.
Yeah, low fall.
Yeah. Note to viewers, make sure that your skirts are shorter because you'll slip. But JoJo held me up, the powerful woman that she is.
I am not Elsa. Do not let it go.
We all hoped for a steamy kiss on TV.
Oh, you did?
How did it feel?
I felt natural, and I was just so proud of him.
Partners in life and now on the dance floor, Brian Austin Green and girlfriend Sharna brought the heat.
You know, I want one more kiss right now.
You're going to have to tune in next week.
Yeah, we only do one show a night.
If I mess this up, I wouldn't be surprised if Sharna left me.
We'll see. Okay.
What have those first rehearsals been like? Maybe a little tension?
No, it's not real.
No.
You know, we just take the mickey out of each other,
okay.
You know what I mean?
We playfully tease each other, but there's a lot of love in
this. This is our banter. This is what we do.
You hit us with a Spice Girls song right off the bat.
You know, it had to be done. And it was a huge pressure, but also a huge honor.
And Tyra Banks said what we were all thinking watching Melanie C. Cha-Cha.
Everyone at home is looking at your beautiful muscle tone and going, how the hell do you get that?
How are you this toned?
I'm sporty. You know, I love working out. It really is. I am true to my name.
One thing's for sure, the competition this year is fierce.
I feel like I'm home. I feel like myself again, and I don't think I've ever been this happy in a long time.
Can you give me the body roll again? Suni, so let's go over this. You had never held a boy's hand before.
No. You can't be
right, yeah. You've never kissed anyone before.
No. It's been very difficult, but I mean, Sasha does a really good job of trying to make me like seem like I'm having fun at least, so then I can kind of like fake it a little bit.
You talked about this being a new chapter for you. How far have you come since what you went through?
I mean, I think when I like take a step back and I really look at what's going on in the world, did I have it that hard? No. It was difficult at times. I'm really excited to show a different side of myself, and I think Dancing with the Stars is a great chance for that.
And Olivia did great. The judges said really good charisma. She told me her sister is in the audience supporting her every week.
Well, I spent the whole show counting Tyra's outfit changes.
Because she told us she would give us 30.
Sure did.
Tyra, we're tallying.
See you, Tyra. Thank you, Lauren. Let's head now to Sin City and our exclusive with the stars at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yo, E.T. is backstage with me.
And all the other stars at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Come on!
Oh my God, I'm just absolutely over the moon.
Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish.
Billy, VMAs, Met Gala, iHeart, are you exhausted?
Girl, yes.
And Cheap Trick.
Wherever you go.
Ryan Seacrest was pulling double duty hosting the festival as Idol auditions continue. But what about his uncle duties? Katy Perry's daughter turned one last month.
Did Uncle Ryan send Miss Daisy Bloom a gift?
You know, I have to see what was sent to Daisy Bloom. I gotta get that gift. It's getting hot
in here, so take off all your clothes. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I know that one.
Yet Donny Osmond was amped backstage to intro performers Nelly and Florida Georgia Line.
How rowdy is it going to get with FGO?
You know what? I mean, you know, we always try to bring a lot of energy, so it'd be dope.
Another collab, Debbie Gibson and Joey McIntyre. Their Vegas residency just came to a close.
I have a solution for this, though.
You?
Let's add more dates.
Oh, I know you feel that way, too. You got great ideas, so we're working on it. I think we'd be really dumb to not do this
really
again.
Really dumb. It's too much fun.
We like the boys. The boys in the band.
Can we also get more New Kids music? Just saying.
That's a good possibility.
The star-studded iHeartRadio Music Festival airs next month on the CW, where festival fashion seemed to be all about unfancy footwear.
I got my old boots from college. I broke them out for tonight.
From college?
Yes, I gave us a scholarship check. I was supposed to spend it on food, but I went and bought boots.
From Sam Hunt's Good Luck boots to Saweetie's Cozy Backup Solution.
You had a little something-something happen.
But the show must go on.
You were in your slippers, right?
Yes.
Well, even in your slippers, you still did the darn thing. Meanwhile, Ariana Grande slipped on a cowboy hat for her big debut on The Voice. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take that dancing. Hey! Woo! Okay, we're going. Maybe Ari will help The Voice win the Emmy next year. And speaking of the Emmys, Shout out to my man Sid and everybody at CBS. The numbers are in and the ratings went up.
Yep, over 7.8 million people tuned in. That is up 23% from the previous pandemic year. Two words, one name, Ted Lasso.
Now, 48 hours after the big show, Emmy winner Jason Sudeikis. Oh, he's on the move, y'all. Wearing his signature hoodie and a pair of shorts, Jason packed up his two trophies in their special cases, loaded them into his clean car.
Now, a little bird told me that you might have spent the morning washing your car.
I did. How'd you know that?
And headed home after spending the night at the Sunset Tower Hotel with the rest of the Ted Lasso team.
How will you all celebrate?
We will all go to our individual rooms with masks on and Zoom the hell out of each other.
And as we know, they all party together. By the way, shout out to Brendan Hunt for rocking those pants from the last Ted Lasso episode. All right, now on to our exclusive with previous Emmy winner and birthday boy, Billy Porter.
In 2007, I had a secret.
Billy Porter on Living His Truth Without Shame.
It's an emotional time, and emotional in a good way.
Then, Kerry Washington's scandal dad, Joe Morton's groundbreaking and sexy new show.
It's going to get real dishy.
Plus,
let me go.
Ryan Reynolds unleashes Free Guy bloopers only for ET.
Some of the footage we have to burn.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
All this love we feel needs no conversation.
Wow, Islands in the Stream. You know, that was the last time that Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers performed their iconic duet together before his passing in March of 2020.
That makes me emotional looking at
that. Look at you.
I love that song so much.
Well, now Kenny is being remembered in a star-studded concert special. Kenny Rogers, All In for the Gambler. It's airing Thursday night on CBS.
Yep, Lionel Richie, Reba McEntire, Chris Stapleton. It's going to be an amazing show, y'all, for sure. Okay, speaking of shows to watch, get ready, Scandal fans, because Papa Pope is back. And I spoke to Kerry Washington's former TV dad, Joe Morton, all about his fiery TV return.
Do you know why I bought this table? Because it was the biggest one I could find.
Teddy gives a little Papa Pope vibes.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you play bad really well, Joe.
Scandal's Joe Morton is among the rich and powerful in Fox's new drama premiering tonight, Our Kind of People. The show, which is co-executive produced by Lee Daniels, introduces viewers to a neighborhood some may have never heard of before, Oak Bluffs, a.k.a. the Black Martha's Vineyard.
This is one of those series that's as important in its own way as Scandal was in its way. This is now a group of characters who have had money for generations. It's going to get real dishy. It's going to get really in the mud.
If you are chosen, I would be honored to be in this sisterhood.
Well, if you keep that passion, it just might make the cut.
Chicago Med's Yaya DaCosta and Morse Chestnut also star in the series, which follows one woman's quest to fit into the affluent community.
I don't think anything like this has been seen on TV, so it's really exciting.
We're conveying to the world a reality that you don't have to rap, you don't have to be an actor or singer to be a wealthy Black person.
You are the baddest woman at this party.
The joke gets very steamy, though. Are you ready to take the shirt off?
Yeah, I've been keeping it up.
Ooh, I've seen the episode. Trust me, y'all. He's ready. Well, let's keep up now with another fine fella, Michael B. Jordan and his lady love.
When you know, you know.
Lori Harvey sounds ready for marriage, but what does her dad, Steve, think?
It threw me off at first.
Our exclusive with Papa Harvey showing off his next level wardrobe.
You'll lose your job at ET if you wear this.
Plus,
it's good to be present.
One-on-one with Paris Jackson talking godmother Elizabeth Taylor. And
I am with the one and only Billy Porter for his big Hollywood honor.
And it's an ET exclusive.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, voices. Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Now, you on the real. So what makes your relationship so special?
You know, we just really balance each other. And I really do believe in this statement, you know, when they say, when you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
Ain't that
the
truth?
You hear that? Michael B. Jordan is in game, everybody. Now, you know, these two were actually first linked back in November of 2020, so it's been nearly a year.
And guess what, Nichelle? Uh-huh. I spoke exclusively to Lori's daddy.
Oh, boy.
Steve Harvey, who told me that Michael is already family.
I bumped into somebody you know so well, Michael B. Jordan.
He is genuinely who he looks like he is. It threw me off at first because he was so kind. I figured, okay, this is the game, right?
Right.
But it wasn't, man. This dude was sincere. They're doing well. I'm in love with Lori to death, to the moon and back. I'll hurt you about her. I really will. And you can ask him.
Steve, now, hold on. I want to ask you, has he commented on your fashions?
Not that I know of.
Michael B. Jordan knows better than to challenge the king of the three-piece suit, but Steve's switching up his style and adding more vibrant colors this season. Steve on Watch is back with an in-studio audience on Facebook Watch, and he gave us an exclusive look inside his wardrobe.
Let's go to the rack. That suit pops right there.
This is called, it's called Popalicious. Eli Karamu, he is my stylist. Describe it. Tell
okay.
him what it is.
Every piece from Dolce that we wear is one of one. This is Fendi by Kim Jones.
We make the tie the exact fabric and color of the shirt. These shoes right here. These are Christian Dior high tops.
Now, look, Steve, we didn't wear those kind of shoes growing up.
But he wears them with suits. And the biggest fight we had was, I don't want to wear a high top sneaker with a suit. But I wore an Armani sneaker that don't look like a sneaker.
Tell us how every man can add a little style like Steve has.
My trick, honestly, is to simplify formality. This is Tom Ford. It's a vibrant, vibrant piece.
Hey, that's a lot.
Kevin, this is not for you.
It could be for you, Kevin.
No, you won't. You'll lose your job at ET if you wear this.
See now, Steve, I'm going to try that jacket. Let me call Ellie. By the way, Ellie's tips are have fun, own the room, and make sure the fit is right. And I just want to ask you, Lauren, how's my fit?
Kev, you are owning the stage. I'll give it to you.
Somebody who knows about owning the stage or the carpet, Mr. Billy Porter.
As you can see, Billy does it big every time. And this was a big week even for Billy. He had the Emmys on Sunday. Today he turns 52, but only E.T. got to hang with him at the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation Gala for his big Hollywood honor.
Billy Porter, actor. Activist, fashion icon.
I know, that's what they tell me. I've been an artist all my life. I haven't always had a platform where anybody cared, but we also have to remember how far we've come, and I want to make sure that there's a focus on that coming from me. In 2007, I had a secret that was so shameful that I held it for 14 years.
Billy's journey is nothing short of inspiring. In 2007, he was bankrupt and diagnosed HIV positive, something he never shared until just 4 months ago. But now the Pose star has an upcoming memoir. There's a Netflix documentary about his life in the works, and he's the fairy god person in Cinderella, the number one streaming musical of the year.
Hey, hey. It's an emotional time, and emotional in a good way.
This is a foundation that means a lot to me. You know, it's my godmother's work, and I'd like to do what I can to just play my part and just carry it on.
Paris Jackson also attended the gala, which celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. A year and a half after her breakup from boyfriend Gabriel Glenn, Paris told me she's feeling healthy and making new music.
I'm good. I'm the happiest I've ever been, which is really nice to say.
Of course, Paris's dad, Michael Jackson, was incredibly close with Elizabeth Taylor, and she told me they would both be so proud of how she's carrying on the legacy. All right, now to tonight's TV triple header. Let's bring in Rachel Smith, who's at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square with more. Hi, Rach.
Oh, yeah, that is right, Lauren. Well, CBS's popular FBI franchise is branching out and going international. And we've got a behind-the-scenes look at filming in Hungary.
Hey, E.T., I am here on the set of FBI International with the soon-to-be massively famous new squad.
What was that experience like for you, man?
The locations were beautiful. Everything was just a massive, massive set. And it was so exciting.
FBI International!
The new show debuts tonight on CBS with a special crossover event with FBI and FBI Most Wanted. Both Zico Zaki and Missy Peregrim appear in all three shows as partners in solving crime.
Such an insane feat that we're trying to do. You know, three episodes. Hopefully it's a nice, smooth, three-hour movie for everybody.
You can help me or step aside, but I am going to see this one through.
You guys have inherited this coveted spot. NCIS held on to this time slot for 18 seasons. Do you feel any pressure?
We were really excited to have them as our lead-in. So for us to take over is a little nerve-wracking.
Missy here, you are a first-time mama. Agent Otis is around a year and a half now.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Have you entrusted Zico with Otis yet?
Absolutely not.
Not yet.
Zico said he may be holding off till the kid's 15 or 16. Can't say I blame him. All right, well, coming up, Ryan Reynolds and Lil Rel Howery just can't keep it together. Exclusive Free Guy Bloopers next.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Fine. Let me go.
I made even man mirrors.
Merman.
A lot of laughs went down on the Free Guy set. The film hits digital September 28th and Blu-ray on October 12th.
I love me some Ryan Reynolds. All right, join us tomorrow, everybody, for my new interview with Rihanna.
Ooh, hello.
Talking all things Savage X Fenty.
E.T. also on the set for the new season of The Masked Singer.
Yep.
The panel has a thing or two to say about Daddy Nick Cannon.
Oh, boy. All right. We are also exclusively in Nashville with singer Jana Kramer talking new music and dating after divorce.
We got a lot of stuff.
Good show tomorrow. Bye, yeah. Everybody.
See y'all.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.